Chapter 9. Ray tried to breathe as quietly as possible, hiding beneath a ship's floor panels for the second time that day. She heard the muffled voice of the Guavian Death Gang's apparent leader.
Han Solo, he said, you're a dead man.
Balatique, Han said in a charming voice. What's the problem?
Han tried to convince the gang leader to let him go, but Balatique didn't seem interested in that idea.
Can you see them?
Ray asked Finn, trying to peek through a hole between two floor panels.
No,
he replied. Ray crawled across the space to get a view of the Guavians. From her vantage point beneath their feet, it looked like there were at least six of them. The one she assumed was their leader, Balatique, wore a high-collared leather coat and carried a huge percussive cannon. Behind him stood a handful of soldiers in red armor. Their faces were completely obscured by shining red masks. Ray could spot more than a few cybernetic augmentations that melded the soldiers to their armor and weapons. Han clearly knew how to pick intimidating enemies. Balatique demanded that Han pay back all the money he had borrowed.
Kanji Club wants their investment back too, he added.
I never made a deal with Kanji Club,
Han replied.
Let's see if they agree with you.
Ray heard a portal open at the other end of the room. A group that could only be the Kanji Club gang stepped into the already crowded cargo bay. Ray heard Han address their leader.
Tasu Leech, good to see you.
Curiosity got the better of Ray, and she crept back across the space to get a glimpse of the Kanji Club gang. There were only five of them, but they looked fearsome enough to take on enemies triple their number. They were heavily armed with different weapons, but they all wore identical expressions of fury as they glared at Han. Tasu spat at Han in a language Ray couldn't identify. The meaning was clear enough.
Guys, you're going to get what I promised, Han said. Have I ever not delivered before?
Your game is old, Balatique said, unconvinced. There's no one in the galaxy left for you to swindle.
Ray heard BB-8 beep in fear. Things were not going well for Han Solo.
That BB unit, Balatique said thoughtfully. I heard the First Order is looking for one just like it, and two fugitives.
At those words, Ray and Finn froze beneath the floor. Han had better talk his way out of that fast.
First I've heard of it, Han said.
Below the grating, Ray looked at Finn in panic. Quickly, she pushed herself back down the corridor toward the hatch.